This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is where you go online when you need a website.
Yep, whether you want a blog, whether you want to sell products, whether you want to showcase your photography, Squarespace makes it easy with their beautifully designed templates and 24/7 award-winning customer support.
And there is nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever.
Head to squarespace.com/spilled for a free trial.
And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SPILLED to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are talking about an episode that we struggled to name. This is our still water episode.
Yes.
As opposed to sparkling water or moving water, I suppose.
Right, exactly. This is not about the rapids. This is about the what's the opposite of the
still
rapids?
Still waters run deep, Matthew.
They do.
This episode is going to be deep.
Yeah, they run like seven bottles deep because that's how many I bought.
Yes. I think it's interesting that you chilled all of these because when things are really cold, you can't taste them as well.
But the alternative is drinking a bunch of room temperature water.
Which is what I usually do.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Okay.
I don't like keeping my Brita. We do keep the Brita pitcher in the fridge because Ash likes it that way, and whatever, I can live with it. But I don't really like super cold water.
Oh, I love super cold water. We've talked about this before, I'm sure.
Well, I love cold fruit, and I know that this stirred up a big kerfuffle.
Uh-huh. This could turn out to be a bigger kerfuffle for all I know. No, I like my ice water.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're off to a strong start. For all you listeners who like conflict, this is going to be the episode for you.
Right. No, I know we've talked about this before, that when I was in Hong Kong, like, that super cold water is not a thing there, really, and I was just struggling. Like, I would go into a convenience store and buy a bottle of water, and it would be like, you know, 50 degrees. And I was like, I can't take
50?
This.
It would be like 50 degrees, and that would be killing you?
Yes.
Really? I think I drink water at like 68 to 70 all the time.
I think that
it's
seems
like sitting
so
on my
weird.
Counter. Wow, you are this, just, are we going to break up over this?
Maybe.
You look genuinely stupefied.
But like, it seems like that is something you do, like, in a dire situation when you have no other choice. That to me, like, would be like one step below drinking my own urine.
But hold on, that's for one thing. That's going to be about 98.6 degrees.
I would let it cool.
Okay, hold on. So even in the winter, if you were thirsty, if you had just walked up a hill or something in the winter and you came inside and you wanted a drink of water, would you want it to be ice cold?
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, I might want
a hot drink.
I don't know how I'm supposed to continue this show.
I want
show.
A hot drink or a cold drink, not an in-between drink.
Great. So this episode was suggested by listener Nobody, which is also to say that we came up with it ourselves.
I guess. Yeah, I don't remember when we came up with it. I guess maybe you came up with
Monday.
It when you were drinking some room temperature water.
Yes, I've got some right here. So, hey, what are your memories of still water?
Well, I mean, are we talking about just still water in general, including tap water, or only bottled water?
Maybe bottled water.
Yeah. I mean, bottled water kind of became a thing when we were kids, right?
Yes.
And then very quickly after that, I think became a there was a backlash, a deserved backlash, right?
Yeah. I mean, I remember as a kid, like there was Avion. Mm-hmm. Then there was maybe like Poland Spring in Oklahoma, where I grew up. Ozarka is the big brand.
That's a good name.
I remember when my mom started getting, she got like a water cooler. From the Ozarka company.
Oh.
And she set it up in our laundry room. And I can, and so they would, you know, the Ozarka company every week or other week or something would deliver those big, like 5 gallon, like carboys of water. And then you would have to like, and in the beginning, it was before they had this special system where you would turn the carboy upside down and there was like a little thing that would puncture it. Well, so in the early days, you just had to peel off the, you know, the lid and then quickly turn it.
Yep.
I mean, I remember like water all over the laundry room all the time.
I used to work in an office where I was like the lowest rung on the office ladder. And you know that expression.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so I had to change the water cooler bottle.
Is this part
bottle.
Of your job description?
Well, I mean, it was part of my job description in the sense that my boss told me to do it.
Okay.
And yeah, I remember that you peel off the foil and then like there would be the moment of terror every time. Like,
oh my
am
God.
I just going to spill 5 gallons of water all over the office?
Oh my God. I mean, I got quite good at it, but I do remember, and I also remember a time of like kind of dropping the carboy. And
I think I remember
like
someone
splashing.
Dropping one and
there's so
and
much
it
splashing.
Broke.
Oh my God.
Why are they called carboys?
I don't know, but I guess I've always heard that term for like, I guess I've heard it around Essex when they're like making some sort of liqueur or, you know, barrel aging something.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
That's the word I use whenever I barrel age.
I don't know what the correct term is for a 5 gallon drum. Drum.
That makes me think of like an oil drum.
Five gallon.
I wasn't rejecting.
Jug.
Yes.
Jugs.
It's
jugs. Jugs.
Jugs.
Jugs. Jugs. Okay. Sorry.
We are so juvenile.
Anyway, but I feel like the first time that I feel like bottled water has been a thing in Europe longer than it has here.
Volvic. I didn't get Volvic.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, Avion, like this, like spring water.
And presumably, like, it thought to be imbued with health-giving properties.
Yeah, or, like, somehow more pure than the average water.
Right.
Well, and certainly in countries where the water is filtered differently or whatever, it becomes an essential thing.
Yes. No, I definitely remember the most bottled water I've ever drunk over a few-day period was when I was in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
The municipal water supply is not safe to drink out of the tap, and so bottled water is sold everywhere, and it is hot. The weather, not the water.
Oh, the water. I was going to say, oh, here we come. Here we go again.
No, the water was nice and cold. Thank you very much.
So do you buy bottled water now?
Very rarely. I will buy bottled water from, when there's no other choice, like from a vending machine in the summer in Japan. Wow, I'm doing a lot of world traveling on this episode.
I feel like when you're traveling, that's when
that is when, yes.
When you're traveling is when you consume bottled water, or at least a lot of us.
Yeah, when
you consume a lot of us,
I consume. Yes, I consume multitudes. I'm the opposite of Walt. No, I guess that's how Walt Whitman came to contain multitudes is that he ate
them.
A bunch of people.
Rest in peace, Walt Whitman. Uh-huh. Peace,
what,
man.
Too soon? Is that what you're saying?
Too soon. Too soon. Anyway, wait a minute.
Okay, so let's say you're...
So, you know, you drink it in countries where the tap water is not safe to drink. You drink it in places where you maybe don't have access to a kitchen sink to fill up your water bottle.
Right.
I think of buying bottled water at the gas station when I'm on the road or at the airport when I'm about to get on a plane.
That's
all
what I was
going to
say. Say you're on the open road, like you're cruising the highways and byways of the American West.
Yep,
as you so often do.
I love blue highways.
And you're suddenly gripped by a powerful thirst. and you stop off at the gas station, mm-hmm. and do you choose bottled water?
You consume multitudes of bottles.
Yeah,
of water.
but we're talking about you now.
Oh,
and your proclivities.
Yes.
Do you get the bottled water, or do you get a different beverage?
No, I get the bottled water, mm-hmm. but I always struggle because I don't really. I think I don't like a lot of the brands of bottled water, which I'm going to test that theory today.
Yeah, let's find out, because I don't have a strong feeling about like that there's one bottled water that I like.
I'm also really bothered by the packaging. Like, I hate the packaging of Dasani.
Yeah, so
I hate the typeface. I hate the dumb green lid. I hate the shape of the bottle.
Should we start with that one?
I just don't want to drink it.
Overall, I agree with you. I love the Voss water packaging so much. I don't think I've ever bought it before.
You know, I think my favorite is the Smart Water packaging, even though I'm sort of allergic to the concept of Smart Water.
I'm definitely allergic to the concept of Smart.
Yeah. I also really like the Evian bottle. I like the, uh-huh. the mountains in relief. But my recollection is that I don't like Evian water.
So, yeah, when I was a kid, I remember, like, there was the running joke of, you know, that Evian, like, it's naive spelled backwards, and that's what you are if you pay money for it.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, everyone who I ever heard that joke from as a kid, like, thought they were being so clever. And the first time, it did seem clever.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
You know, I don't think we talk enough about how beautiful Squarespace's beautifully designed professional templates are.
How beautiful are they, Matthew?
I mean, they're so... Okay, here's what you can do with Squarespace, and I'm very serious here. I have a Squarespace website, MatthewAmsterburton.com.
Uh-huh.
And if I want to, at any time, I can go into Squarespace's template chooser. I can redesign my website with literally one click.
Wait, literally one click?
Well, maybe two clicks.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, I click onto the template chooser. I choose one of their professionally designed templates, and my website, boom. New website.
And it's optimized for mobile right out of the box, right?
Yes.
And if you do happen to have a question, they have a 24/7 customer support thing that can get you out of pretty much any sticky situation that you won't be in anyway.
Yeah, I think that thing is called a support department.
Oh, whoops. Anyway, if you go to squarespace.com/spilled, you can get a free trial.
Yeah, keep dreaming, but make it a reality with Squarespace. That's squarespace.com/spilled. Offer code SPILLED.
This episode is brought to you by UndeniablyDairy.org.
Molly, did you know that 90% of dairy farms are family-owned?
You know, actually, I didn't, but now I do. In fact, I have heard that most milk is made less than a two-hour drive from where it's sold. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's some local stuff. And that means when you buy cheese, yogurt, or milk, you are supporting hardworking dairy farm families near you.
Near me.
So stay tuned to the end of this episode when we are going to talk to a real live dairy farmer named Austin Allred, whose dairy farm is right here in Washington State.
And then you can head to UndeniablyDairy.org to learn more. We're starting with Dasani.
Yep. So Dasani is made by the Coca-Cola company.
Yeah, and this is the one that shows up in so many vending machines.
Purified from municipal water supplies.
I feel like it is just fine, I guess. I don't know why I hate it so much. I hate the name of it. I hate the way the name is...
Yeah,
written.
No, it's there's a lot of manipulative stuff going on here, and the design is really clunky. But I don't know. I'm hoping we get to one that tasted weird, because otherwise I'm just going to keep saying, well, it tastes like water. Because
I feel like this one is designed to taste very neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't totally love what happens like 3/4 of the way through. I get a little flavor.
Yeah, I guess I can see it. It tastes to me like, you know, I use a Brita filter at home also, and it tastes kind of like that.
Mm. It's fine. My buddy, when we were kids, it was a toy. It was
like,
a doll.
Was like, my buddy and me.
Yeah,
is that
my
right?
Buddy.
My buddy.
My buddy and me.
Like, it goes everywhere.
Kid sister.
I totally remember this. Do you remember?
Kid sister and me.
Do you remember My Pet Monster?
No.
My Pet Monster breaks his chains. It's like a little monster, and it has a chain that you can break.
Yeah, that's how I wake up each morning. I think to myself, come on, pet monster, break your chains.
You wake up each morning chained to the bed.
No, well,
and
that's, yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Do you remember Monchichi?
Yes, I remember Monchichi. Mm-hmm.
There was a song to that too, wasn't there? Like Monchichi.
I was never into Monchichi, Monchichi.
That probably was not the song.
Okay. Well, I noticed that you didn't get Awkwafina, which I think of as the main competitor to Dasani.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Is Awkwafina by Pepsi?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the same thing.
Like I don't like that either. Is it just that
I also got QFC brand from
somehow I feel like we should have started with this.
Yeah, I forgot. So
this seems like the cheap brand.
Hmm. Okay, it does taste a little different.
I can't tell because it's all so cold, Matthew.
I mean, we could microwave it. It did not occur to me that you might prefer to taste your water anything other than cold. Listeners, who's with me on this?
I think I prefer this slightly. I don't know if I can really put my finger on how it tastes different. Maybe, I don't know.
I think to me it's got like a little more like astringency or like minerality to it.
I think it does. Yeah. You're right. There's a certain flatness at the end of the Dasani swallow.
Yeah. I can't believe we've said Stillwater so many times and have not yet mentioned the movie Almost Famous.
So is Stillwater the name of the band in
that?
Okay. I saw that movie when it first came out. I haven't seen it since, but for some reason I always remember it. It's like it really sticks with you.
Yeah, it's I've seen it a couple of times since then. It's good.
Also, did you ever read the book Zen Shorts to Iris?
Oh,
It's got a very large panda in it named Stillwater.
I don't think I did.
Doing the panda voice. I've made it up myself.
Let's hear it.
And it's kind of like, well, hello, Carl. Oh, it's my birthday. I like sharing cake on my birthday.
What is that like book that. About?
Oh, it's they've taken basically these Zen koans. Is that how you pronounce it? And they have turned them into like little short teaching moments for children.
That sounds
it was
hard to take.
It was recommended to me by a couple different people. And I have to say that I feel like I sort of struggle to understand the meaning of some of these stories.
Well, that's
I don't know how June possibly could. There is a really good one, though. Hold on. There is a good one, though, where there are these two monks walking along, the younger monk and the older monk.
Okay.
Okay. And they come to this...
Were they monks or were they Monchichis?
They were monks. Younger monk and an older monk. And they come to this older woman who is, I don't know, like needs to get over a puddle or something. You need to get over this puddle thing. She can't cross it. And she's also very mean. She's yelling at the people who are with her and whatever. And so the older monk just picks her up without complaint, carries her over the puddle and sets her down. And she doesn't even thank him or anything. And the younger monk is sort of like worked up about this and kind of stewing on it. And he's like, he says to the older monk, how could you just do that? She was so mean to you. Like, how was that okay with you? How are you not hung up on it? And the older monk says, I set her down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?
Oh.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
So like that one I kind of get.
I hear you.
Right?
But in general, isn't the point of a Zen koan supposed to be that it's not readily understandable and it's supposed to make you confront the essential meaninglessness of life or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the right audience for this book. But anyway... I love sharing birthday cake. There's a part of the book where they're eating birthday cake.
Great.
Anyway, also, Stillwater, yep. Oklahoma.
Oh, what's that?
Home of Oklahoma State University.
Okay.
Yep, the Cowboys. And also a restaurant called Eskimo Joe's that if you've ever been anywhere near the middle of the country, surely you have seen somebody in an Eskimo Joe's shirt.
Oh, is this like a wall drug thing?
It's a tourist trap. I don't really know why it became a big thing.
Have you been
there?
They
had good branding. I don't think I've ever been to Eskimo Joe's, but there was a period of time when I had an Eskimo Joe's t-shirt because everybody did.
Have I ever been to anything like that? I've never been to the Mystery Spot or Wall Drug or Eskimo Joe's or...
Does the Hard Rock Cafe count? Did you ever have a Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt?
Yeah, I did.
I did too. Mine was from New York.
I think mine was from L.A. Yeah.
Wow. How
Hard Rock Cafe somehow still exists.
Right? I know. I walked by one in downtown Seattle the other day, and it was super depressing.
Uh-huh.
I walked by it at, like, I don't know, like 5:30 p.m., and there were already people sitting inside having drinks, and I just thought, what makes them choose this place over other places?
Could we, like, restart the Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt thing and wear them sort of semi-ironically?
Oh, I think it's probably already happening, for sure. In, I don't know, in, like, Williamsburg or something.
Yep. Hard Rock Cafe, Williamsburg. Okay, what should we drink next? Smart water?
No, I think we should do Evian.
Oh, okay.
And then Fiji, and then move on to the ones that are like, have electrolytes and shit. Okay, so this is Evian, everyone. Ew, I really dislike this. What happens at the end?
That is so weird.
What is that flavor? It's a softness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a softness, and I don't like it.
You know what I wonder, and we're going to get there in just a minute, is so Ugh. one of the waters I bought was...
It tastes like milk. It's a milky flavor.
One of the waters I bought is alkaline water, which is apparently a thing. And I wonder if what I'm tasting here is like a soapy alkaline kind of roundness, but I don't know.
I don't care for that. Does it say like the alkalinity on the side?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, it does actually. It says it's neutral, pH 7.2. So no.
Huh. Okay. Let's try Voss now.
Okay. So this,
What is artesian water?
I think artesian water means it comes from a natural well.
I remember, wasn't there a water brand called Artesia in the 80s?
I believe you. So the Voss is the one in like the perfectly cylindrical clear bottle with a gray cap. I had totally convinced myself that the bottle was going to be glass. And then when I picked it up and it was plastic, I was kind of bummed. Oh.
Voss is such a, like, I wonder where they got this name.
Maybe it was originally called Boss and they softened it a little.
Ooh, hold on. I feel like I get a funny like metal thing at the end.
Oh, this seems fine to me. You know, bottled water, it's kind of like vodka in the sense that it's all basically the same. So if you want yours to stand out, you either have to have cool packaging or make it taste a little weird.
I guess this is okay. I still think my favorite is the QFC purified drinking water.
It's good.
But I kind of wonder if we should have done this as a blind tasting.
I think we should probably do all of our things as a blind tasting. We should have producer Abby come into the studio and blindfold us.
Okay.
You know, that would be She's the proper way to
that.
Do things.
Okay. This is really interesting to me.
So far, I would drink any of these and probably not
Avian?
Even notice, including the Evian.
Really? Like, I agree. God, I actively dislike it.
I agree that's the one that you can tell something different is going on there of the ones we've tasted so far. But, I mean, if I was thirsty, which incidentally I'm not because we keep drinking water.
Okay. Here we've got Fiji. This one, I feel like this nothing says global capitalism quite like Fiji water.
Which was endorsed for a time, I think, by Jean-Georges Van Richten. Does that sound familiar?
Probably.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. We really set ourselves up for a difficult chore here.
I don't know. I don't know.
All of these. This is the thing. What's happening now is the thing that I'm going to that I'm afraid is going to happen every time we do a taste test of anything, which is that they all just taste like water.
I think this one's okay. I don't really care.
Uh-huh. I kind of want some Mountain Dew now.
I know. I want something with flavor.
How
okay, can I have some
water?
Smart water, please?
So what makes it smalt?
It's schmaltz. Schmaltz does.
It's schmaltz water.
You see that layer of hardened fat on the top? That's the schmaltz.
Schmaltz water. This is purity you can taste and hydration you can feel. I mean, that it's true. Like, when I drink water, I can feel myself becoming more hydrated.
I feel myself needing to urinate.
Mm-hmm. You know, Molly, clouds get a bad rap. They're the unsung heroes because they contain nature's purest
this
source of water.
This definitely has a flavor, too. I mean, all water has a flavor.
But we one-up the clouds by adding electrolytes. So this is vapor distilled water with calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, and potassium bicarbonate added for taste. You know, I got to say, it would probably be easier to tell the differences between these if they weren't so cold.
Right? Oh, my God, Matthew.
That doesn't mean I want to drink them warm. But
they are so cold.
I know. It's great.
God, will you just unscrew the lid on the Kroger one? This is the alkaline water.
Okay. So I did not know this was a thing, but then I saw alkaline water at the store, and then I Googled it, and it's like the new apple cider vinegar. It's like, I mean, I think actually maybe it was like 2017, but it was like, you know, drink this and all of your ills will be cured.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Why did we hold off till the end? I could have been cured like 10 minutes ago.
I know. You have to deal with those ills much longer than necessary.
Oh, I like the taste of this. It's sort of most neutral.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't say what the pH is.
Oh, you're right. It does. Wait a minute.
pH 9.5 plus.
Wait a minute. At the end, you're right. At the end, I get
No.
I mean, hold on. Give me a little bit more. I need to get cured. Okay.
Yeah, take the cure. So I think the bullshit associated with this is like, you know, that it balances your body's acidity.
I am having so much trouble tasting anything in this because it's so cold. How can you taste anything in this?
It makes my tongue feel weird. I don't know if that's a taste per se.
Okay, I'm working up a bunch of saliva in my mouth, trying to warm my mouth up, rub the saliva around on my tongue.
Well, like swish the water around until it warms up.
No, I'm swishing my saliva.
But we're not having a saliva tasting. Which is what I call a makeout session.
Oh, God.
And was also the first name of the band Smash Mouth.
Okay. Saliva tasting. I'm going to text Ash and be like, hey, you up for saliva tasting later? Uh-huh.
31 flavors. All right, we learned nothing. It's a typical episode of Spilled Milk.
This I get nothing from this.
Okay. But the pH is so high. It's like verging on bleach.
Does it make your mouth feel dry?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, me.
Well, I was trying to differentiate from, like, in general, you. Like, does it make one's mouth feel dry?
I guess. I mean,
my mouth feels hydrated.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of what's going on here is like a lot of like we have to make our water taste kind of weird so you think it's good for you, I think.
Okay, hold on. I'm going back to the QFC one and seeing,
hit me, seeing
if this still feels like neutral to me.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely my favorite. It's similar to the Fiji, I think.
This is definitely my favorite, too. This just tastes like water.
Yep. Good work.
No aftertaste. Good job, QFC.
Yep.
Wow.
And I think this one was like 39 cents.
Surely. So this is like purified.
Oh, definitely. Municipal water supply.
Okay.
This episode was brought to you by Grove Collaborative.
Grove is an online company that makes it easy to discover the best products to take care of your home and family. And they also make sure you never run out of your favorites.
Yep. Right now we're burning the candle in the studio. It's a Grove Collaborative brand candle and it is blood orange scented and I'm loving it.
I have one in my bathroom right now that's eucalyptus and spearmint. It smells fantastic.
So to get started, go to grove.co/spilledmilk and you will get a $30 Mrs. Meyers gift set for free with your order of $20 or more.
That's grove.co/spilledmilk.
All right, so that was not
really illuminating.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wow, I'm really glad we did that.
I mean, to be fair, at least it wasn't suggested by a listener. So this is our own stupid fault.
Yeah, a listener nobody.
Thanks a lot, listener nobody. Have you ever played the game Apples to Apples?
Yes. Yes.
In the instructions for Apples to Apples, it says if you don't have enough people, you can play with Mr. Nobody.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. But then you have to be Mr. Nobody, too, in addition to being yourself. That's a lot to ask.
Well, but yeah, I think Mr. Nobody chooses randomly, maybe.
Oh,
Anyway, good game, Apples to Apples. It gets the Spilled Milk seal of approval. What else gets the Spilled Milk seal of approval? QFC water, Apples to Apples, saliva tastings.
Saliva tastings.
Those are the only three things. It's a very exclusive designation. It's like a
But what about all of our perfectly engineered food products?
That's a different stamp.
Oh, that's a different stamp. It's like, is this like a DOC versus AOC?
I was just going to say that, and then I stopped myself because, like, how dorky would that have been? So thank
sorry.
You.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. You can find us online. It's Spill. Well, the water just hit me. Meaning I really have to pee. You can find us online at spilledmilkpcast.com. On Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Tell us about your favorite bottled water.
Great.
What's your take on some of those koans in Zen shorts?
Okay, yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, what do you think about the guy who gave the robber his bathrobe?
And you can find us on Instagram at Spilled Milk Podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and the rest, where we would love it if you would leave us a review. Our producer is Abby Circatella. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. We're like Fiji water, untouched
by human hands.
I'm Matthew Hamster Burton.
I'm looking forward to that saliva tasting.
June is National Dairy Month, and as part of the Undeniably Dairy campaign, we're talking to Austin Allred.
Austin is the 28-year-old owner of Royal Dairy in Royal City, Washington. Royal is the only dairy farm in the state that biofilters manure into clean irrigation water. And in this segment, we talk to him about the side of the dairy business nobody wants to talk about, the backside. Will you tell us about the biofiltration? Like, what problem does this solve? What is it doing? Where'd you get this idea?
Yeah, so what we've been talking about the last few minutes is kind of, you know, what you generally think of when you think of dairy, right? We think of the milk and the cows and some of those things.
Right.
But what a lot of people don't understand is the backside of the dairy is what a lot of guys will call it.
And the literal backside.
Uh-huh. The backside.
Yeah.
That's where we handle all of our, we don't call it waste because it's really not waste. It's nutrients. It just needs to be handled such that you can utilize it efficiently. So all of the manure, all of the water, or any waste that comes out of those cows, in a day's time, we collect. We collect, and then we mechanically separate the water from the solids the best we can.
Is this like a centrifuge kind of situation?
We do. We use a centrifuge and a screen. And some settling ponds.
Wow.
So that's what we use to separate the best we can. There's never mechanical separators are only going to be able to do so much. We separate the solids from the water the best we can. We compost the solids and the water is still kind of a dirty mess.
Sure.
It's full of nutrients. It's full of good plant food, but it's in a way that we can't really utilize it efficiently. In fact, the only way to get rid of it is through tanker trucks that we have to take on thousands and thousands of acres to agronomically apply it to our fields so that it can grow more plants. But that's expensive. So that's where the biofilter comes in. So what we have done in the last couple of years is we've taken that water, that dirty water, post-mechanical centrifuge, mechanical separators. So we take that water after the mechanical separators, and we put it through, if you can imagine, 81,000 square feet of a swimming pool, just a massive swimming pool, five feet deep, with drains in the bottom, full of rocks and wood chips and worms. And then on the top of that swimming pool sits...
And a big sign that says, no swimming.
Well, if you jump in, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah.
You're going to jump into a bunch of poopy wood chips.
Poop water.
Yeah, so there's sprinklers sitting on top of this swimming pool, just hundreds of sprinklers, that for minutes every hour throughout the day, this poopy water is going to be sprinkled on top of this swimming pool. And that poopy water is going to settle through these worms and all of this biology in the top 3 feet that separates most of those nutrients out, pulls all the nitrogen out, pulls all the pulls about 90% of the nitrogen out, pulls about 80% of the phosphorus out. And a chunk of the potassium is captured in that biology and that wood chip media as the water settles through. And then it gets into the rocks, and the rocks actually have another system that you guys are more familiar with than I am, is it science, where it denitrifies the methane and the ammonia and turns it into nitrogen gas.
It really means a lot to me that you think that we know more about this than you do.
It's very touching.
Well, so the water comes out clean on the bottom, comes out of the drains clean, and the nutrients are captured in the top. The worms eat those nutrients, turn it into worm castings, and now you've got a real high-value soil amendment and clean water. So you're solving the problem of trucking poopy water all over the farm.
Remember, when you buy milk, cheese, and yogurt, you're supporting local farmers like Austin. Hear more stories at undeniablydairy.org/devoted.
This one's for you, listener nobody. No?
I don't think so.
Okay.